Polls have just opened in Britain in a crucial referendum on whether to stay in the European Union or leave. More than 46 million Britons are eligible to cast their ballots. The final results are expected on Friday morning. The UK electorate is deeply divided on the issue. On Wednesday, supporters and opponents of Brexit made the last-ditch efforts to win over the support of undecided voters. Supporters of the Leave camp believe Britain would be better off without the EU, but the Remain camp says Britain is stronger as a European Union member. For more on this, we go to our correspondent in Manchester, Mohammed Walji. Mohammed, thank you for being with us. So the big day is finally here, polling day on the Brexit referendum. How do you see the mood in Manchester where you are right now?
Well, the polls have literally just opened just under 10 minutes ago, and it's a very split public at the moment. Polls suggest that both Brexit and Leave camps are still neck and neck, and there's about 10% of voters which are undecided, and it's those 10% which will probably decide the outcome of this referendum here in the United Kingdom. As you said, there's 46.5 million people eligible to vote, and that's the highest number ever any election in this country for a long, long time. But there is concerns that poor weather in London and the southeast of England could affect the voter turnout. There was extreme rain and thunder in those areas, which mean that some people may not get out to the polls. So this means that this could potentially affect the outcome of the referendum today. But nonetheless, it's a very, very historic day in the United Kingdom. This referendum will have massive implications whichever way it goes. If the country, for example, decides to leave the European Union, it could have huge implications in Scotland, where it could trigger another independence referendum. It could also mean it's the end of David Cameron's time as Prime Minister. He may be forced to resign if the country decides to vote to leave. He's campaigned strongly for the country to remain. He called this referendum sure that this country would remain a part of the EU. And if it doesn't go that way, there'll be a huge problem, and it'll be very difficult for him to keep his job. So it's right now in Manchester and across the United Kingdom. It's a very exciting time, and it's a very interesting time. And it's those 10% of undecided voters that this referendum is most likely to hinge on.
I see, Mohammed. You mentioned that polls have opened for just 10 or 15 minutes. So, mm-hmm. And you also pointed to that poor weather may affect voter turnout. But apart from that, apart from weather conditions, how do you think, or how have polls predicted voter mm-hmm. turnout today? How many of those 46 million eligible voters will turn out today, probably?
Well, they're expecting an 80% turnout for this particular election. That's huge. Compared to the general election, where about 60% turned out. This referendum has really gripped the public. It really is means a lot to them. It's a once-in-a-generation referendum, and that's why the polls suggest that such a high number will turn out. And that's what will probably make a big difference as well. It seems that the younger people in the country will vote to remain a part of the EU, but those over the age of 55 are more likely to vote to leave the European Union. So it all really hinges on those 10%. And we'll see over the next few hours. The polls close at 10 p.m. local time here. And then over the next few hours, we'll get a rough idea of which way this vote is going to go.
Okay, Mohammed, thank you so much for joining us. Press TV's Mohammed Walji talking to us live from Manchester in the UK on the big day of the Brexit referendum.